to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our consciousness, but it's not as easy as it looks sometimes, because we carry a lineage with us, not just a physical lineage, but an emotional, psychological, psychic lineage, and that's what tonight's guests will be talking about. Family constellations. I'll be talking to Kim Clay and Martina Malloy, and they do family constellation soul healing. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us, Colin.
Of course. Yeah. Give me a little background, and then let's talk about what is family constellation, because I think a lot of people don't really know what it is, even though I think it's one of the most powerful things you can do to clear your connection, the stuff that's in the way of your evolution. So yes, give me a background.
Yes. Oh, so thank you. Thank you again for having us.
Sure.
So my name's Kim Clay, and I came to family constellation work through energy healing work. My background is in Barbara Brennan's work with energy healing, mm-hmm. and I also have a background in psychotherapy. I'm a trained therapist.
Right.
So, and I came to this work through the energy world.
My name is Martina Malloy. I'm a registered nurse, and I came to this work. I became a licensed massage therapist, and I too went to the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, and it really opened the doorway to looking and exploring my ancestral lineage. Mm. And I got called to really follow that thread, and I have trained with Peter and Jamie Faust. We both have the Fausts to do family constellation through their immersion program.
So let's talk about family constellations, because my understanding, and I did it, and thank you, I had a great time working through some issues from my past. We carry the energy of our past, not just our family, but all our relationships with us, and it sort of affects our behavior, but it's not so conscious, right? I mean, so we have a chance with your work to have people play parts of our inner psyche,
yes.
people that we live with inside our minds, mm-hmm. and shift our automatic response to that. Is that how, that's how it seems to me. How would you explain it?
Yeah, so constellation work, just to share a little bit of a brief background, mm-hmm. was created by Bert Hellinger, is the man who's responsible for bringing family constellation
yes.
works into the world of family therapy.
I met him. What a brilliant, brilliant
yes.
guy he was.
Yes.
Okay, so, yes.
So, and what Bert brought to family constellation work and to family therapy mm-hmm. is something that he called... he worked with the soul, the consciousness of soul. And so Bert's background before he became a psychotherapist and a philosopher and an energy body worker, he was a priest, and he worked with the Zulu tribes in Africa. Mm. And so there's a lot of tribal influence of how tribes work and the energy that comes through your ancestral field. So when we are setting up a constellation, we're actually setting up the soul field of your ancestors.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going. Yes.
Okay. And the unique thing, the healing component that Bert brought into the work is something called the Orders of Love. So when we're setting up the constellation, the Orders of Love, there's three principles, basically, that we're looking at in the Orders of Love. And
I like how that sounds, the
yeah.
Orders of Love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is what he got from the Zulus that he's translated into psychological.
Yes. Well, this is one of
okay.
many things, but I think this is what makes family constellation work unique within the world of family systems therapy, and what kind of takes it beyond mm-hmm. the therapeutic approach into a more healing approach.
And in a way shamanic, I would say, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are the orders of love?
Okay, so the first order is called the order of inclusion, which states that everybody who's part of a family system belongs within that family system.
There's no outcasts.
No. And often, you know, in the past, say perhaps someone in your past died young, mm. And that person was forgotten about, or maybe there was mental illness in the past and someone was put in an institution and forgotten about. The energy of those individuals, whether they died or were excluded from the family, is still within that family. So if what happens often if someone is excluded in the next generations that come along, a person who's coming into the world might take on the energy of that excluded person to try to bring that energy back into the family system.
But they might feel excluded because they're taking on the energy of that. So families, I mean, we'll get back to the orders of love, but it seems that families themselves have a field, morphogenetic field, if you want to call it. And each family has its own unique field.
Yes.
It's called, in constellation work, it's called the knowing field. Mm. And so it's basically how it's, so we all have our own individual soul energy fields or individual energy fields, which is made up of the auric field and the chakra systems and the levels of consciousness. In the knowing field, we go from our own individual energy field into the family soul field. Mm-hmm. And the family soul field is made up of our parents, our siblings, and often our grandparents. Mm-hmm. And then the knowing field also includes in a constellation the energy field of the representatives that we choose to step in as our parents or our siblings. And then how we create the knowing field is at the beginning of all of our seminars or in an individual session, we call in the ancestors because we really invoke the energies. And that's where it's a little, for me, shamanic-like, mm-hmm. because we're really invoking the ancestors to come in to help us, to guide us, to heal us, and to open up the lens of perception mm-hmm. to see things differently for what's needed for healing and for resolution. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's something that I'm carrying for myself, but often there's a collective. We're part of a greater family soul. So there's... I have my own healing to do, but there's also a thread of what I'm healing for the family. And then if you take it to the even greater, oftentimes there's a bigger collective. So I may be healing something for myself, for my family, for my lineage, for my culture, for the country I come from. And so it becomes a greater global piece. And I think for me, that's one of the reasons that I love this work, that as I do my own work, that I'm adding a little light to the greater consciousness of the planet.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Martina. But, no, that's interesting, because we exist within fields, like every relationship has a field, and then your family, and then the lineage, and then, of course, you know, but the country itself has that field of energy. So we could work to heal a bigger picture in this way.
Absolutely, yeah. And even, you know, so in our constellations, we work with particular themes that may be presented. And like you said, a country, so immigration is a big theme in this country mm-hmm. because very few, well, not unless you're Native American, mm-hmm. very few people are actually born and has a lineage of this country. So most people have immigration in their background. And what happens with immigration is it creates a separation. So whether it's yourself, like, so I'm an immigrant, or if your parents, your grandparents, or your great-grandparents, they left their country of origin, and so that creates separation. And so in a constellation, what we will do is we will put in what we call a metaposition. So we will have someone or a person or something to represent it if it's in an individual mm-hmm. one-on-one session for that country. So you bring
like Ireland
energy,
in your case.
Yes. Right. So you bring the energy of the country that you have left mm-hmm. into your constellation mm-hmm. and how the healing happens is you really then reconnect not only to your ancestors mm-hmm. but to the country that you've come from, and how that helps me in my life mm-hmm. is that I feel more grounded mm-hmm. here and I'm more at peace with my decision to emigrate.
That's really interesting. So for people who didn't quite understand, there are people, there are surrogates who play parts of your constellations. I pick someone to play my mother and my father, and then we position them in certain places and give them a situation.
Well, it's the client that brings in the situation. So the person who's working their constellation would choose people to, we call them representatives, to represent the mother or represent the country of origin or represent the illness.
Or alcoholism or insanity. So those are called, what are those?
Meta-positions. A non-human position is a meta position.
Because all these forces work on the dynamics of the family.
Yes, and the work that Martina and I do through Family Soul Healing, we take through our workshops that we offer each month, we look at different themes. So we might start with your family of origin, mm-hmm. and then look at the father's lineage, the mother's lineage. We look at relationships with our siblings, or if we have no siblings, that's mm-hmm. also a consciousness. Mm-hmm. We look at the effects of illness and disease and deaths mm-hmm. within a family.
Wow.
We look at immigration and migration, as Martina
was
speaking of.
It's so complex and all-encompassing.
Yes, and then we look at relationships, our intimate relationships, because ultimately we bring all of who we are from our past, our ancestors. That's what we bring into our partnerships with other people.
And mixing with their stuff, what a mess that is.
Exactly.
And one of the things that I think that we really like to focus on, it's the soul's journey and mm-hmm. what our choices are in doing this work. Why have I chosen to incarnate into this family?
Right.
And I always say the good, the bad, and the ugly, but that's all families are. You know, my family is different than yours and different mm-hmm. from Kim, but we all have our issues. So we have chosen this family for healing. And so what is it that we're looking at that's healing on the greater level? And one of it is really is our soul's purpose and our reason for being here. And I feel when we do this work, what happens is, you clear the entanglements of the past, so I become freer as a soul to really incarnate into what my life's purpose is in this on the planet right now.
Nice.
And how can I really like encompass all of the past and bring it in and be more of service, which is really what I think is one of the beautiful things about doing this work.
Yes.
And one of the great joys of doing the work is having done many, many years, so Kim and I trained for 3 years, but we have continued to go back. And when you show up as a representative in a constellation, so if Kim chose me to be her sister or her mother, I don't need to know anything about her family's story, but by showing up and holding space and being a witness to her family's story, oftentimes I receive healing for myself. Mm-hmm. And it's I call it the magic of this work. On a greater soul level, there's beautiful pieces that people will get as a representative, or even just in witnessing a constellation, something gets touched within ourselves, and it's really a beautiful part of the healing, the bigger piece that I love.
But the other magic is that when you know you're a representative, sometimes you're moving or saying things as if you're channeling aspects of the family you're representing for whatever reason. I felt like I was moving, if you say move, or and then you just move and you just feel it, and then you don't even know why on the individual level, but on the bigger levels you're connecting to another something
else. It's true, and that's what that's the knowing field or the morphogenic field. You actually, as a representative, you step into that field of that family, so you will start to feel things. And we hesitate to use the word channeling per se, but you really do start you're sensing things about those. That mother or that father, or you're sensing things about the what the energy that was in that family, and it's very true. And that's, as Martina was just saying, often when you step in as a representative, you can receive a deep healing for yourself, because often there's a reason why you were chosen to represent that particular person in that family, because there's often a piece of your own healing.
So let's go back to orders of love, because now I think that it will make more sense in a greater context.
Sure.
So when you set up a constellation, talk about what are orders of love.
Okay. So these are basically what Bert brought to contribute into family systems. Like family systems therapy looks at things that happened in the family and patterns. And so Bert believed that basically that love is behind all human behavior, and we're working to get back to love. But what happens in families is the love gets out of order, or it gets suppressed or
Why does it do that?
I think because of patterns that people carry and pain. Often there's a lot of pain and traumas, so people become shut down emotionally, and then the love stops flowing.
Right.
So in doing a constellation, it's really a portal to open more love within your family and none of your family ever has to know that you're doing this deep work. You can do a lot of work.
But they can know.
They can. And in even if you don't, like, a lot of times people have bad relations with their families, but they would like it to be different. Mm-hmm. And you can come and do a piece of work, and things can start to shift in the field without your...
And it will change for...
It will.
It has. That's so amazing,
yes.
Isn't it, how
yes.
that works?
We always describe it as like a pebble that gets thrown into a pond, and the ripples come out, and... Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, personally, all the work I did with my family didn't even know that I was doing this work, mm-hmm. but I could see the changes. I could see the changes in particular in my relationship with my parents, mm-hmm. which was a great gift to me because they're both past now. And I really felt that I had done a lot of work and had really come to a place of, I was resolved and at peace with them before they passed. And, you know, that's a great gift that comes with this work for,
yes.
you know, for people mm-hmm. to be able to get to that place before their, you know, their parents or their siblings or their loved ones.
Right.
So for me, that was it was one of the beautiful gifts that I received from doing the work.
And it freed you up to be more you.
It really freed me up, and it freed me up to look at the issues that I was carrying so that I could have real conversations with both my mother and my father before they passed.
Mm.
Because I got to look back and say, yeah, that's the thread of consciousness that was there with my mother or with my father that I had not seen. And even though I've been had done a lot of healing in my life, family constellation really opened up that my lens of perception in a different way. And I saw what I was carrying that had come down through my mother's lineage and what I was carrying that had come through my father's lineage.
So if you had a tough time with one parent or another, you could do a constellation where someone represents like your mother or mm-hmm. father, and then you would dialogue with them and sort of
yes,
like
So what we do is, so the client comes in with an issue, and so Kim or I will work in our seminars. We don't work together, one or other of us, and we will kind of like narrow it down to the facts of what's there, and then the client will pick representatives for their family members, so say a mother, a father, their three siblings, perhaps grandparents,
mm-hmm.
and then what happens is, as facilitators, the client will set the family soul field up, and then they will sit down.
They'll set it up by positioning
these people. Yes. And so then as facilitators, we will take a little time and we will look at what's been shown to us, what's been shown back to us. Kind of becomes like a 3D of the family
mm-hmm.
energy field.
Yes.
And then with what we do, because we have, I think we're blessed to have the energy awareness that we have from doing the Barbara Brennan training, we actually can witness and track what's going on in the energy fields of the client, the representatives, everybody, literally everyone that's in the room. And so what we do then is we allow for the movements of the energy to flow, and with what's called words of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
We use words of empowerment. So I would maybe say to you to say something to your father that will actually open up healing between you and your father, or you, between you and your mother.
Say something you maybe never could have said to
exactly.
him
absolutely.
When he was
yes.
alive.
Yeah,
right.
you
yes.
know,
yes.
so words that bring healing and resolution. And then we also... maybe guide you to step a little closer, like in this work, the child always moves towards the parents. And the intention behind that is that when the energy fields get closer, they begin to overlap. And so that's where the real healing of this work. There's not a lot of dialogue in this work. Most of the work happens over the eyes and through the energy fields.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
interesting.
You could do a whole constellation and never say a word.
Oh, really?
But it happens through the energy fields coming together and overlapping.
Because that hadn't happened in the family? Is that why?
Yeah, and I think it's also the intention that gets created for healing. It's the knowing field holds it differently than perhaps you were, you know, as you were actually living and spending time with your family.
Right.
Yes.
But if someone's embodying your mother, that might be actually her field that you're
yes,
embracing.
Exactly.
You hadn't before. But what were you going to say?
No, just that. But it's we trust when we do the meditation and we call in the ancestors, and when the client sets up their field, that field is what's supporting for healing.
Mm-hmm. So back to the orders of love now.
Okay.
So I think I'm understanding more as we elaborate on the details. So the orders of love.
So we look at, the first was the order of inclusion, which states that everyone that's part of a family system belongs to that family. So often we're bringing people back into the family system who might have been excluded.
Mm.
The second is the order of precedence, and that states that each person within the family has their rightful place within that family. For example, if you come from a family of five children, the first child comes before the fifth child, and we each have our right place. The same if you're a woman and you've been married three times, your first husband is still your first husband and needs to be recognized as such.
But how does that play out in a constellation?
Well, a lot of times, like with children, they might be out of order. Perhaps there's a younger child that's trying to take the place of an older child. And
how would you know that?
Well, there's conflict within families, conflict uh-huh. within siblings, because what Bert Hellinger taught and what he believed is that the love within a family flows from the parental unit down through the siblings.
The first child, then to the second child. Then.
Yes. And it's really fascinating to be able to stand in your rightful place within your family of origin, especially if there's been conflict and people have been out of balance, and actually start to feel like, wow, this feels so different than
I felt like I've gotten to be the youngest as opposed to the oldest, and that has thrown something out of balance, maybe. So what would I do in a constellation with that?
So are you saying that you are the eldest in your family?
Yes, I am saying
that.
You
are feeling like the youngest?
Yes, I am.
So we could set up a family of origin constellation with you, your mother, your father, you as the eldest.
And my two brothers.
And your two brothers, and have you feel what that feels like to stand in the place of the eldest.
That would be really good. Mm-hmm. I think we should do that.
We could do that
okay.
in our next
because
seminar.
What happens when you're standing in your right place, it allows you to really feel connected to your soul's purpose as I stand in my right order.
How would that affect, I mean, for instance, who knows, but what would that do? I mean, it's just, you know, maybe doesn't seem that important even, but
well, so for to be the oldest, perhaps it would feel like you will be more grounded. You might have more of a sense of direction in life, more sense of a responsibility or what your responsibility is. Because ultimately, every member of the family has a responsibility to themselves, but also to the larger family soul container. And when people are out of order, their responsibility is out of order as well. Uh-huh. So they may be in a caretaking role. You know, if they're younger, as a younger member of the uh-huh. family, they may have stepped into an older role and maybe caretaking a parent, when in actual fact there are other siblings that's more their responsibility.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so it becomes, you know, if you have larger families, there becomes more of a crossover in the role playing of children.
More
and
complicated.
Order, more complicated.
Yeah.
So having people step into their right birth order
mm-hmm.
really helps people ground into the sense of, like, this is who I am in this family. I'm the fourth child, or I'm the first child, or I'm the seventh child. And what does that feel like? It's a very, very, I think family of origin
yeah.
is very, very
that might,
powerful, empowering.
It might make someone feel less if they're the fourth or fifth or seventh child, right?
I don't think we ever feel less.
Yes.
I think we feel in our right order.
Really?
Yes.
That's
yes.
a very, very empowering.
And that was the teaching of what Bert brought. It really is quite fascinating to be able, especially if you've been out of order in your family, to really feel your place of belonging within your family.
So it's not less to be the seventh child as
not
opposed
at
to
all.
The first.
Not absolutely.
At all.
Because
okay.
every member of the family has their own soul's purpose and their own
yes.
contract with part of the family. You have chosen to come in as the firstborn.
Yes, I guess I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, and I have chosen to come in as the seventh.
Okay.
And, so and
yeah,
you know,
and I chose as I'm the only biological child in my family, and I have an adopted sister, and that's a whole nother consciousness
dynamics.
With adopted children or foster children
I
that
see.
Come into families.
Very complex. So,
when
you say it flows, the love flows from the mother, father to the eldest. What does that mean? Is there, like, not more love for the
No, it creates the flow of love. It when you're in your right place within your family and your order of precedence, you can. There's more freedom and flow with the love energy in the family. It becomes mm-hmm. less out of balance or less conflicted.
Mm. So something like organically comes into cohesiveness when
yes.
everything's in order
yes.
the
yes.
way they were supposed to be, as opposed to like the insecure psychologies trying to make up for what they think they didn't have.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
And that creates
yes.
the conflict, and
right.
then it also probably plays out in people's lives, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because
yes.
they want
yes.
to be something that they're not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That is interesting.
Yeah. And so the last order mm-hmm. of love is called the order of balance mm-hmm. or the order of fate. And often what will happen within families is say, for example, you have a parent that has had a difficult fate. Say there's been a disease process mm-hmm. or a trauma. Often a child will come in and try to save that parent.
The caretaker.
Yeah, the caretaker. Or it could be the same with a sibling. They could come in and try to save a sibling
right.
that has a difficult fate. So what we learn is that we allow people to have their own fate, regardless of how challenging or difficult that fate might be. And that doesn't mean you don't love them and you don't care for them.
Someone has an
them.
Illness, you allow them to have that illness without
trying to take it on, take it away.
Well, maybe help, though. You could help.
Yes, yes. And we're not saying that you don't help. But
right.
what will happen sometimes is, say, for example, with an illness, like, say, addiction, that's come through the generations.
Right.
And maybe the addiction hasn't been healed. A child will come in and take on the addiction as a way to try to balance.
And they'll become an addict themselves?
Right, to balance or to bring to light this energy of addiction that's been a part of that family unit that needs healing.
Oh,
right?
Really?
And in a way, they're trying to save or go back to save the father or the grandfather or wherever.
So
that
if your father was an alcoholic, then you would come in to be an alcoholic, or perhaps
you could,
in order to do what? Help save, but even though they are?
To heal that consciousness of addiction.
But it just perpetuates.
Right, and there's usually a starting point, and that's why we can look back. We can do transgenerations.
So you go back.
You might go back 4 or 5 generations and find that there was a war or a death or something.
So someone could play your great-great-great-grandfather
yes.
or mother.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And then work out the energies that way.
Yes, and that
amazing.
Can be freeing to that individual that's carrying the addiction, and they could have greater understanding and compassion for themselves as to where that's come from and how that has affected their family.
So let's just say addiction was in your family. It's the energy of addictions in the family. So someone chooses to take that on because
mm-hmm.
it's there. It's part of the kind of whole energy field, and it's just someone takes that on, or more than one,
yes.
just because it's present. It's it's artificial, a member. It's not a real organic, but it's been part of the lineage.
It's part of the consciousness of the family.
And
yes.
so to undo that, you go back to the source
You can. And sometimes there's not a knowing necessarily. Like you can do the healing with the addiction, for example, and not ever know exactly where that started. You don't have to know the story, because sometimes people don't know their stories.
But you can play it out with these representatives,
yes.
and just the body positions will shift the
yes.
constellation
the
of the
field will start to shift.
Yes, the field will start to shift.
Isn't that amazing?
And what happens as the field starts to shift, the energy, the healing happens for the individual, but the ripple also goes out into the family. And so, you know, if I'm working with someone, if I'm working with a man and he's an alcoholic and his father's been an alcoholic and his grandfather's been an alcoholic, and he has a 22-year-old son that's drinking, in shifting the energy and turning him around to face his father and have him accept that he drank so he could be like his father, so that he could feel the connection to his father. Because ultimately, this work is really all about inclusion.
Bringing the love back.
Yeah, and bringing everyone in. And so this man may be drinking, and it's unconscious. I mean,
Most people don't know why they become.
And, you know, and I think of a particular client that I had, and when I turned him around and had him say to the representative for his father, "I drank so I could be like you, Dad." And he looked at me, and it was like that light bulb moment. And it was like, but that's what you did. You were 13 years of age. You began to drink because you were missing your father. And so you drank so that you could include him, but also so that you could connect
to him.
So
when he said that, did that just like break a pattern?
It broke a pattern. And for him, it was like he really got the moment of saying, "Oh my God, is my son drinking so he could be like me?"
Wow, that's incredible.
And that's the transgenerational patterns that come
amazing,
down.
Right?
And I mean, there's a whole new science based around this. It's called epigenetics, which is a very new science. And so what they show is that there's like actually markers, or it's called like it's a epigenetic tag, I think they call it,
in
the DNA. Yeah. So, you know, I could have my grandmother could have experienced something traumatic, great-grandmother, and what happens is it changes the chemical makeup. There's a chemical marker that happens in the DNA, and then that gets carried into the parent and to the grandparent. And so it may be completely unconscious, but I may be carrying some trauma, some fear, some anxiety that are not mine, belong to my mother or my grandmother or my great-grandmother, that's completely unconscious. And so, I mean, this is actually new science. They're actually studying this now, and that we, you know, and there are environmental factors as well. But, you know, trauma in particular can be passed from one generation through to the other.
And people might not even know.
Might not at all.
And
you know?
Acting it out.
Absolutely.
Because it's in the field, and they take it on unconsciously. And, well, this can really change people's lives.
It's life-changing.
It is life-changing.
I mean, I know
it's really, life-changing. It really is life-changing. Yes. And, I mean, I think Kim and I will both testify to having done a lot of healing work and then finding Family Constellation and just going, "Oh, my God."
And the beautiful thing is that we all have a family.
Yes.
And we're all a part of a family, and we can all benefit from, you know, looking at where we come from. And it's so freeing. The beauty of this work is that it allows you to look at the soul agreements that you have made in being a part of a family, and as you make peace with what those agreements are and come to maybe even just accept them, it does free you up immensely to live more fully into your life.
Even if you've been adopted, let's say, then you could have someone play out your biological parents and maybe the situation of that adoption even.
Right? Yes, work always begins with the biology, you know, because as humans, we all come from a mother and father, whether we know who they are or whether we don't, you know, and in this day and age with all sorts of adoptions, sperm donors, all sorts, but the biology is there.
So if you've had a sperm donor as a father, what do you do in your constellation?
We put a representative in for the sperm donor, for the father.
The biological father is always that, whether you knew him or not.
And will you take on the constellation of that biological sperm donor? I mean, their constellation, will you incorporate
you have,
there?
You represent them.
You have a representative for that person in the field of the client that you're working with. So if the client comes and, you know, they have been a product of a sperm donor and want to make the connection to their father, you know, in this day and age, that's the future. That's where we're going with constellations. There's probably going to be a lot more of that. But just like someone that doesn't know who their father has been, you put a representative in. And so in the energy field, that person gets to connect for the first time with their father.
But would you take on the family lineage of your father, even though you didn't know him?
You would call in the ancestors because that's part of the knowing field or the ancestral field, because even if that individual never knew his father, the field and his ancestors still exist. And that's what that.
So you may inherit certain tendencies from your sperm donor father.
Yes,
absolutely. Just like as if a child is adopted. I mean, we have seen this in doing working with people that are adopted. There's an, you know, there's an energy, and Kim can talk to this much better because her sister, you know, there is an energy field that that the adopted person comes from as well.
Yes.
This comes part of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
I have a sister who's adopted. So in some of the constellations I've done, I have set up in my family of origin is my mother and father and my adopted sister and her biological parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a contract between my parents are my biological parents, my sister's adopted parents, mm-hmm. and her biological parents.
Okay. There's three sets of parents going on there.
No, there's two sets of parents, but there's a contract between the biological parents. They mm-hmm. gave my sister life.
Okay.
But they couldn't raise her. But my parents raised her.
So how do you deal with that in a constellation?
Well, you would just what I said, you would set up the constellation.
And the biological parents and the adopted parents. So that would be two sets of parents.
Yes. And when I did that, I could feel very clearly how my sister's biological parents are a part of our family of origin soul field.
So let's
even
just,
if we never knew them.
But let's review that again, the orders of love, just so people understand it.
Yes, so the order of inclusion, everyone belongs to the family.
Everyone belongs to the family,
yes.
Brothers, sisters, mother, father. Everyone is in a constellation no matter what. That's the first order.
Included.
Mm-hmm. That you have a constellation waiting for you.
Yes, mm-hmm. you're all included.
Okay, that's number one. Okay.
The order of precedence, that we each have our right place within the family.
What the order you're born in.
The order you're born in, or if you have multiple husbands or wives, that you know, you recognize your partners as such, first husband, second husband.
You'd have someone play all that out. Mm.
It depends on what you're looking at, not
right.
necessarily
on the issue.
It's
right.
the issue. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then the last is the order of balance or the order of fate, that we allow people to have their own fate. No matter
how. Even if they have illness or something. But the illness may be part of an old constellation.
Right.
An entanglement that has come.
What do you mean allow them to have it?
So, like as a child, sometimes, as I was saying, we might try to save people.
Right.
Because we do things out of love and loyalty as children to our family.
Yes.
And sometimes, and as we become older, if we're still doing that, it can really be disruptive in our life. So you can step back and say, you know, I had a parent who had a very difficult disease, and that's really affected my life, but I'm allowing him to have his fate.
Which means you stop helping them? I mean,
maybe stop entangling in the way that it's been an unhealthy entanglement.
Energetically.
You step back.
You don't. It doesn't mean you don't continue
love
to care and love
care.
And show compassion and empathy, but you
honor their fate, their soul chose to come into.
Even if their fate, I'm just saying, is part of a constellational energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you even know? If it's a difficult fate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So that's it. So whatever that fate is for the person,
yes,
they've been divorced or something like that.
Right.
But the constellation is supposed to correct all that.
No, we don't change what has happened. It allows us to look with new eyes, to see in a different way, to widen the lens of our perception, to start to maybe understand why these things have happened in our families. We can't go back and change what has happened.
But it does change.
We can start to make peace. We can make peace.
And it changes the dynamics.
Yes. And part of that process when we're going through a constellation is we go through the steps of first acknowledging. It might just be a huge thing to stand in your family field and acknowledge what happened, especially if there was a trauma or an illness of
just
some kind.
Just being and recreating the field is big for people. They start
to
crying.
Acknowledge the truth of what's
happened. Then this is the process that we go through in the constellation. So we start on the mental level with acknowledging. Then there's the opening to drop into the level of acceptance, and that's more of a felt sense or an emotional sense that, okay, I can accept that this, you know, thing happened in my family. And then there's an even deeper level of agreement where you can say, this happened, and I agree that this is what happened in my family.
So the first level is just being in the field. The second level is emotionally feeling it. And the third level is just...
Is the soul level, where we really drop into the greater soul consciousness that we as individuals is holding, but also the contract that we have in this family. And to me, that's where I really... That's the medicine of this
work. That's where peace happens.
Is really
by accepting that whatever happened.
Yeah, we acknowledge and we accept, but the agreement is on a soul level. And so when you can drop into that place, when you can stand opposite, say, if I stand opposite my father, a representative for my father, and I have done all of the work, and I can stand and I can really on a soul level see the incredible teacher that my father has been.
Even if they've been abusive and
absolutely.
You stand there and people then acknowledge it.
Absolutely, because on a soul level I have chosen my mother and
people
my father.
Would choose to be abused.
Absolutely.
And okay, I mean, that might be hard for them to accept.
It's one of the harder things in this work is to have people stand in their constellation and say, I would not have chosen this. Well, you know, we truly, truly believe in doing this work that, yes, you did. Your soul chose this. Your personality, your ego.
Even if it was awful.
Even if it's awful. And that's a hard pill for people to swallow often. So it may not be something that we introduce in their first seminar. We may. But, you know, but it's true. I mean, we've chosen this because our soul has chosen to, you know, and we always, it's the question, why have I chose this family?
Yes, why would someone choose an abusive mother, father, whatever?
Right. And you might do, you know, 10, 12, you know, many, many constellations before you can get to the place of agreement.
But why would...
And it's okay to not get there. It's,
no, but
it's,
when people do get there, why? What have you seen in the past? Why would someone choose an abusive situation? What was the sole reason for that?
Well, so what... Oftentimes, it's a greater consciousness that has come down through the family that is there for healing.
Yes.
So it could be a transgenerational thing that's gone on for generations. And so that soul comes in and goes, okay, I will have this experience so that in this lifetime, I will awaken to this and I will bring something different into the family.
Because of the constellation.
Because of the constellation. So. And so the soul... We'll get to that point of saying, and, you know, this is where really, it's about awakening. It's really, it's a greater soul consciousness. But to say, okay, I chose this. I chose this as part of my family soul agreement, that this has been a transgenerational piece. You know, like I go back to the man that was the alcoholic. This has gone down through generations. In that moment, he realized that. And in that moment, he can choose something different. And that's where the healing begins for himself. But it also goes back. It's where the healing starts to happen for the generations that have gone before and for the ones that come after. Because for this work, really, you know, the ancestors support us in bringing the healing through. But we, when we take responsibility and really see our soul purpose for choosing this family, we then impact the generations that come before.
Yes.
So the addiction, like the alcoholism.
You impact the generation, but they're not here any longer.
No, so the ones that came
the ones that are coming.
Behind, but the ones that came that are coming after me.
Yes.
So, you know, that man that looked at his addiction and had a son that was now drinking and has a grandson, that is his opportunity to choose something different that then will ripple out and affect his son and his grandson. And that's really the gift of doing this work is, you know, the healing comes from the generations before us, moves through us, and hopefully moves out into the generations that come after, so that we can actually be of service and make the world a better place on some level, which is the beautiful part of this work, I think.
So the family constellation might be an essential piece of why the soul incarnated, I mean, in a sense. There's other therapies that do this as well.
Absolutely.
But the realization that they have chosen this and working through in the family constellation means that on a soul level, the family constellation work was part of that soul's incarnational purpose as well.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
So that's a big responsibility.
Yes, it is.
And it's the clearing and the healing of the entanglements so that we can have freedom for ourselves. But also in doing the healing and clearing the entanglements, we're also assisting our family soul to heal.
Mm. Yes.
And so as I do my healing, the more healing I do, that impacts my siblings. You know, it impacts my nieces and nephews, the generations that come after me. That, I believe, is part of my soul calling. It's part of my soul's purpose. Mm-hmm. And to get to that place, I had to turn around and I had to look backwards and say, what am I carrying? What am I carrying from my male lineage? What am I carrying from my female lineage? And this is also one of the beautiful things about which really I'm passionate about in doing this work is, for me, it's the healing of the masculine and feminine. Because I carry both of those within me.
The split between
the
two.
Yes.
Yeah, and in constellation, what we do is we turn around and we look at the father's lineage and the issues that have been carried. We look at the mother's issues and we look at the issues that have been carried. And then how do I carry them within me as a woman?
Mm.
And so if I have issues with my father until I have healed and resolved those issues, then I will have issues with the masculine within myself, but also out in the world. So, you know, in partnership, and, you know, if I have a male boss as a woman, you know, with my male friends. So the more work I do in healing my relationship with my father, then the more that helps to heal and resolve my issues with the masculine out in the world, but also my own inner masculine. Mm. And so to me, this work really helps to bridge the masculine and feminine. And I think if, you know, we look at what's going on out in the world and there's such disparity between the masculine and feminine. So to me, this is another avenue of bringing healing for that to get, you know, out into the world to be of service to heal the split.
Yeah.
And I think...
And the, you know, the discord or the separation, whether we feel with the masculine or the feminine or how we are with that, really starts within our family unit. So, you know, as Martina was saying, as we look at our parents and our siblings and our families and what has happened there, and we start to make peace, that's then what we carry out into our other relationships.
And as teachers of this, because you're doing this all the time, right? This is your work.
Yes.
Are you getting healed in some sense every time you work with somebody?
Absolutely.
Is that why you're doing it?
So people say this to us all the time. I mean, even as we step in as facilitators, I mean, Kim and I have our own healing process and all of this. And after a seminar is over, and we both do this individually in our own private practice, obviously in a private practice, you're working a little differently. So we work with what we call spirit footprints.
Spirit footprints.
Yeah. So you set it up, you know, you would set up a family of origin with a client with footprints on the floor, just instead of an actual representative.
You mean footprints like objects or something?
Yes. Like little
felt footprints.
Okay.
Or we work with little wooden figurines and they can set it up and so it gives you the same visual, and it's actually as powerful because you're still creating the family, you're still creating the knowing field, the family soul field. And so, but Kim and I talk about this all the time. I mean, as soon as we step into that field, our own healing starts to happen as well. And not in the moment, we're not tracking like what's going on for me in the moment because obviously we're in service to the client. But what happens is it's a doorway to our own healing.
So you must be really healed by now.
Well, there's always more.
There's always more.
And that's what why we keep coming back and why we feel so passionate. I mean, we really, it's like helping people find their soul's purpose is a is such a beautiful part of this work.
So Bert Hellinger was quite a genius. I mean, I
yes.
did see him work once,
yes.
and just the way he would look at a situation and mm-hmm. say, oh, yes, you never got any love or this or that. So how big does this work? I mean, this is just the basics that you, but this is a 3-year training program.
Yes, yes.
And
our teachers, the Fausts, offer
Peter Faust. And
Peter and Jamie Faust.
Right.
It's the Constellation Approach Immersion Learning Program.
Mm-hmm.
Faust's Family Constellations is
right.
their website, and they have a wonderful book that they just published called Finding Peace Through Your Family Lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer the training program, and that's where Martina and I trained. And
But there's many people. I mean, they're one, but there's also
yes.
many.
Oh, all over the world.
You just went to a conference, right?
Yes,
what happened at that conference, a family constellation
yes.
conference?
Yeah. So there were presenters from all over the world who do constellation work, mm. and it was wonderful.
What did you discover there?
There's a lot happening with the balancing of the masculine and feminine. A lot of that energy is
mm-hmm.
coming through right now.
That's coming through in the even mass media, right?
Yes.
The whole Weinstein
yes.
effect, I call
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So someone could actually do a family constellation about that whole thing on the massive scale, the male,
mm-hmm.
female.
Yes.
Has that been done?
I'm sure.
Well, so how we have done it in our own ways is by turning and looking at our mothers and fathers, but also
yeah.
even the greater archetypes that's carried in our family for healing, and then ultimately to do a constellation around the divine masculine and the divine feminine,
mm.
and what our relationship is with that in our lives.
What do you mean by divine masculine? And
so
divine?
To have, you know, if you have a belief system that or something that you hold as being divinely masculine,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that could
what
be,
would that be? Or,
you know, it could be a religious deity, or it could
oh,
be
like
a
tree, being as
it
a,
could
a,
be, yes,
as a symbol of a
yeah.
But what is the
and,
qualities
and,
of a divine masculine or the qualities of divine feminine?
Well, the masculine, it's strength and protection and
courage
and you know. So the masculine energy is what moves us out into the
provider.
World.
Provider, it's goes.
And the divine feminine, the
it's
quality.
It's the softer, the nurturing.
The receptive.
Yeah, the
yes.
receptive. So the masculine is there out in the world. And this is why this work is so important. For women to be real, to have a healthy sense of their own inner masculine, helps them move out into the world to take care of themselves, to provide for themselves. And for men to have a healthy sense of their feminine energy, to be loving and nurturing and creative. So this is the balancing that...
But you don't want them to be too much one way or the
that's
other.
That's what I mean. It's the balancing.
Right.
So often, you know, so women may be too masculine.
Mm.
You know, so it's to have them step into a constellation with their mother and father or the greater energies of that.
Well, they're archetypes in a way.
They're
like
archetypes.
Yes,
they're archetypes.
Archetypes.
So this work, and I really, really truly believe this work is just a path to the greater masculine and feminine within ourselves, but also in our lives. And we open the door to that work through our parents, through our mother and our father.
So you start with your mother and father
yes.
in a basic constellation,
mm-hmm.
and you see maybe where they're off somehow or where you inherited a belief about being a certain way.
Well, you would
yeah.
start with the issue. What the client
mm-hmm.
who comes in with an issue, we can look at many things, and it's really their intention of what they want to look at in relationship with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the starting point, because it's ultimately the intention of the client that carries their own healing process forward.
Oh, so if you had a problem, whatever, or your
mm-hmm.
parents didn't get along or something,
mm-hmm.
you could work with them and,
yes.
and be recreate the field in a certain
yes.
way then, right? You
yes.
help restructure the field, and that would align our own inner masculine, our inner feminine, and we'd be more functional in the world and in relationships.
Absolutely.
And you've seen that happen. You're
yes.
not just talking about it.
No.
Tell me what you've seen, though. I mean, what, like, case history? You don't have to name, but just what have you seen turn around? And, I mean, if you want to share.
So I'll share an individual where... You know, I worked with this lady actually in one of our workshops, and she wanted to, you know, do some healing around her mother who was passed.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an experience of really connecting into her mother in a way that she had never felt while she was alive. and really to open up and to feel that love and that nurturance from her mother. And then in the same constellation, I turned her towards her husband, who's elderly, and she was, you know, she's holding this whole piece around. He's getting ready to leave. And she had the ability in the moment, and I believe because she had opened to the energy of her mother, that softened something really deep within her. And then she was able to turn and to have this energetic, you know, conversation with her husband around how much she loved him and how much care there was between them in their marriage, and also to prepare herself for his leaving. And, you know, to me, that was it's such a huge piece, not only like to connect to your mother, but to also to come to a place with your significant other where you can get prepare for them to leave.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that too? I know your father, I mean, not to get personal, but you've done it with your family?
Yes, he's ill right now, but I don't think he's leaving quite yet. I think we're going to have him around for a little while.
Great.
Longer.
I mean, I'm happy, but we still have to work those things
out. Of course,
so how would you prepare?
So like you would, just as, you know, Martina was saying, you know, you stand in the field, and this is a constellation I have done with my father, and I sense into how much time do I have left with him.
And what is the field? How does that help? I mean,
it helps me to leave nothing left unsaid that I might need to say to my dad.
But you might want to say it to him personally instead
of
to a surrogate representative.
Of course, but in setting up the constellation for myself, and this is just something
I
did on my own, I start to sense into and feel what I might want to say to my father.
That's powerful.
And conversations I want to have with him before that time
happens. Nice. So this work is, in a sense, infinite, isn't it?
It is.
It goes on and on. And I mean, I think that's it. The more, you know, the more we do this work and the more our clients teach us, and I'm a huge believer in, you know, we work with our ancestors in doing this work, but also the clients that come to us, their ancestors bring what's needed for healing for that client, and they teach us. And I think it's the beautiful part of it.
So you're learning each session
you
do.
Yes, and we're constantly learning and constantly growing. And, you know, and I think that's just, I mean, to me, it's I love it.
It's a gift.
Yeah,
it's really a gift to work with each client who comes in the door, because they're bringing so much. Mm-hmm. And it's their ancestors, I think, we believe, that are guiding them toward this work.
So it's way beyond like role-playing or psychotherapies, because there's an energetic thing going on.
It addresses the soul. This is what
How
makes,
do you know? Define the soul.
Well,
the eternal part of us.
The eternal part of who we are, that part of us.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, and it goes beyond religious beliefs, and you know, it's really not religious, it's the belief in who you are and as a being, and what
the
you're
essence,
here to do,
our essence of the consciousness of
and I think that's the beauty that Bert brought into like the more family therapy world, is this notion of soul, and how do we know that within ourselves, and then how do we look at that in our relationships.
Wow.
And how empowering that can be, to stand and to know that I'm in my soul right this moment connecting to someone, another individual, and that there's healing happening here on the soul level. Mm-hmm. And there's very little dialogue in this work. Most of it's through the eyes, and you know, there's a saying, the eyes are the window of the soul. But in this work, it is really
true.
And I've had incredible experiences standing opposite representatives for, you know, my parents or previous partners or other people, and knowing that in the moment that I was on the soul level, and to feel the healing that was happening within me, but also to feel like such deep love and gratitude for that other person, even if the experience had been painful. The teacher that person was for me in the moment, and how then I took that home, and how that freed me from holding grudges and, you know, and all of like whatever we carry, the baggage that we carry. And to really to feel that I really connected with my own essence in the moment, and that I was now free to let that person move on with their life, particularly when you work with relationships, that's a big piece, to let go of the entanglements and the grudges and all the things that we've carried, to free that person and to free ourselves so we can move on with our lives and move on, hopefully, into healthier relationships and healthier energetics.
Beautiful. Wow, that's great. Bert Hellinger is about, what, 90-something, isn't
he?
Is he still working?
I believe so. Yeah. In Germany, mainly, right. And with his wife, Sophie, and I believe they still do workshops.
But he created this, and other people have now added their own ways of working with it.
Yes. And he created it, but he really did give the blessing for the work to be taken out in the world.
Yeah.
And so it's still, I think it's a much more known modality in Europe. It's a less known modality here. I mean, there are facilitators, you know, that have been doing it for 15, 20 years in this country. But there's a whole new way of, I mean, we're kind of like the third generation that's coming in, and I think there's a lot more. I mean, we certainly saw that at the conference, that there's a lot of people that's really taking this work and they're making it their own and doing it in different ways. And so just getting it out there, which I think is, you know, we all have parents, we all have families, everybody, people say, well, why would I do this work? And I'm like, do you have parents? Do you have family? That's the reason why you need to do this work.
We should bring this to elementary schools so kids can work this out before they have to, like, create those addictions and those bad relationships and things.
Yes.
Have you done this with children? Is it possible to do it with children?
It is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is possible.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't have the psychological insight, but they have the feel that they hold.
Yes, they do.
So maybe it could prevent. That would be exciting to bring it into schools.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But I think if we can all take responsibility for doing it for ourselves, so the generation that comes after us hopefully will have to carry less. And that's what I really, to me, that's the service piece, and that's where I feel the ancestors calling, because it's like, let's heal this with me so the my nieces and nephews and the generations that come after me do not have to heal this particular piece. They'll have their own soul's purpose and their own piece that they will work.
But it'll be a little easier to achieve their soul purpose.
Yeah. Yes. And isn't that really, I think, the greater piece? I mean, I certainly speak for myself, is to show up and be of service so that the generation that come after me can have it a little easier. And I think that's what the generations before their prayer was.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to cover because this is a good introduction.
Yes, and it is an introduction. Please visit our website, familysoulhealing.com. We offer workshops pretty much every month, every 6 weeks. We take a little break over January just because the weather's so bad in New York. But we would love to have share this work. It's a powerful healing modality.
In New York mostly, do you travel with your work?
We do. We travel sometimes when we're invited to other cities to
and
do
you
workshops.
Do.
And we do. We also do this individually in our private practices.
So people can come because the workshop is a group thing and you might not want to share your
family.
And we also do this. This actually works really well long distance.
Yes.
I have a lot of long distance. Mm-hmm. I have clients in Europe that I do this with.
On
it works
Skype.
Really well
Skype.
On Skype.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just get them to have a few little, items that represent family members. And it's really powerful. Sometimes more powerful than, long distance.
Yeah. I should try that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'll try that with my family position.
Yes.
And one thing that you just said, that you... people might not want their family story to be told, that it's really, we emphasize this always at the beginning of any workshop or seminar that we do, that we hold confidentiality and we get that within the whole group, that we want people to share and talk about the work because it's so powerful, but we don't talk about other people's stories and family circumstances. We hold that in confidence.
Right. You're a therapist and you're professional in that way.
Yes.
We have a code of ethics.
Definitely.
Well, no, this is really interesting and I appreciate your work, but your excitement about the work and and what you're helping to do, bringing healing to the planet.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone
following
listening.
Our soul's path. Yes, yeah. We're following our soul's path, bringing
right.
healing
yes.
to ourselves and our families, and hopefully healing the split between the masculine and feminine.
That's always a good thing.
Yes,
so,
I think so. I think our world needs it very much right now.
Yeah, and that just gets us to an even playing field. From there, we can start to build dynamic, beautiful relationships.
Yes.
So your website again, family?
FamilySoulHealing.com.
FamilySoulHealing.com with
yes.
Martine Molloy and Kim Clay. And they're based in New York, but they are willing to go anywhere.
Yes,
yeah, travel. And
we
work long distance as well. So, yes, we would love to share more
yes.
of this healing modality with anyone that's interested. Thank
yes.
you so
thank
much,
you,
Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Really appreciate
thank
the opportunity.
Yes.
I'm really pulled to this work, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would even study it, I think, and
wonderful.
Want to do it.
Because
I think it's very creative in a way, too.
Very creative.
And you
yeah.
have to be drop into a sense of your own self and understand people's psychology, see how far they're willing to go or not go, and also help them heal.
Yes.
You have to listen to the call of your soul.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
going to do
so
that.
So if your soul is calling to you, which I think all of our souls are, it's opening to listening to that. And this is one modality that does that.
Well, I think it's part of a whole spiritual
mm-hmm.
awakening happening in the
mm-hmm.
West, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time people thought the spirituality just came from India, but we have a great lineage
mm-hmm.
here in the West. And I think psychology that includes a soul awakening is part of the next phase of our evolution.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for
thank
all you.
You
do for that.
Yes.
Whatever.
Thank you, Alan.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you both. Thank
you for that.
Thank you. It's
yeah.
fun for me. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. Also, look me up on YouTube, youtube.com/newrealities, or email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening.